This is a download from the BBC. For details of our huge new range of audio for free download or podcast and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcast.
St. Lucia is a tourist paradise, an island of fabulous bays and beaches. Wooded hills rise majestically out of the sea. The weather is glorious. So is their national anthem.
This is Radio St. Lucia, beginning our local transmission for today. And now, the national anthem of St. Lucia.
Sons and daughters of St. Lucia, love the land that gave us birth, land of beaches.
But is St. Lucia losing its soul? Are its traditions being eroded by the invasion of tourists and the endless cultural bombardment from American music and American movies? My guide, Medelise Breen, thinks so. She does the early morning shift at Radio St. Lucia, based in the capital, Castries.
Good morning to you. This is Radio St. Lucia 97.3 FM, 97.7 FM. Medelise here with you until 9 o'clock.
In spite of all the early mornings, Medelise is awake and upbeat about her country.
Well, St. Lucia is a very beautiful island, very green. The people in St. Lucia are very friendly.
There's a lot of building going on.
Lots of hotels are being constructed to accommodate the tourists who we hope to bring to our shores.
Is there a downside to all this development?
Undoubtedly, there is a downside. I think what has suffered most is the culture of St. Lucia, the way that St. Lucians spoke. The Creole, for example, St. Lucian Creole, which is Creole, has been suffering quite a bit with the influx of so many influences, the North American influence, the European influence. All of these are having a negative impact on St. Lucian Creole.
What is this Creole?
It has been termed broken French, something that is done in the rural communities, and lots of persons look down on that form of communication.
So it's Creole, not Creole, it's Creole.
Well, it is St. Lucian Creole, which is Creole.
Spelt with a K.
Spelt with a K. So it's K-W-E-Y-O-L, and there is a hat over the O.
A hat over the O.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some St. Lucians are fanatical about their Creole language. Medelise introduces me to Michael Gaspar. He's a leading light in a campaign to nurture and preserve St. Lucian Creole culture. But what kind of language is it, and where does it come from?
The origin of the Creole language is basically Africa and France. As you may know, we have a history of colonialism. We were once colonized by Britain and France. The French were more dominant in our history. And so that's why up to today you have a lot of the place names in St. Lucia being French. And of course, Carib. I also want to add that the Amerindians also played a key role in it. We have lexical items using the Carib Amerindian language.
Okay, let's hear a bit.
Okay. Good morning, how are you? Bonjour, comment vous êtes?
How old are you?
Moi, ni 52 ans. I'm 52 years old.
Are you married?
Oui, moi marié. Yes, I'm married.
So it's very, very similar to French.
Exactly, very similar, but the structure is different. And we use a lot of French words, savon. But I'm trying to look for some Amerindian words for you, like names of fish. Kiliwu, because the Amerindians use the fish, the sea a lot. And there's that sardines and those, they call them Kiliwu. A lot of the Creole words that we took from the Amerindians end with wu, like bamboo, a whole lot of them, the ooh sound, ou. It is very much a fundamental part of our culture. You cannot speak of a St. Lucian culture if you do not speak of the Creole language. It's deep, it's interwoven in every aspect of the culture. And I speak here of the flower festivals. I don't know if you've heard of the flower festivals. All the music, it's really in praise of the flowers. One is a rose and the other one is the Margaret flower. It's traditionally believed that each flower represented one of our colonial masters, the French, and one is British. Secondly, the Kwayo language represents the soul of this country. If you want to reach people and you want to get down to their soul, you have to do it in Creole. Of course, people speak English, but people will not enjoy a good joke if it is in English.
La rose, c'est un belle fleur. La rose, c'est un joli fleur.
Medalise takes me a few kilometres up into the hills outside the capital, Castries, to meet her elderly cousin, Mary David, who remembers the old flower festival songs very well.
Vive la rose! Vive la rose, mama, la rose! And they answered, vive la rose! And they stopped. 12 years, I started to sing.
And how did you learn to sing?
Oh, I learned to sing at my home. I take it when the radio was singing on the radio. I just take it. And I became a singer, and I teach other children.
Do they want to learn?
Yeah, they want to learn. Mm. They learn. I have a little girl. He's singing a lot. Mm. Yeah.
So what kind of songs are they?
We have slow. We have a mazook. We had a hot song.
A hot song?
Hot song.
Right. Yeah. So sing me a song.
You sing your song now. Yeah. You want one?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. I can give you one. I'll give you a hot one. Ay, 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 mama, I love us. Oh, mama, I love us. Ay, 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 mama, I love us. Inu babuye, no kaimbo. Ay, 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 mama, I love us.
Just across the road from Cousin Marie, Medalise's grandmother has been cooking traditional Kwayo food for us from ground provisions, root vegetables, straight from the garden.
What my grandmother has done here is that she has peeled the ground provisions and she boiled them along with a codfish. Mm-hmm. She has seasoning already in there.
So what do we have in here?
Okay, well, here we have dashin, that's dashin, mm-hmm. and we have yam, and this is sweet plantain. We also have christophine, mm-hmm. and we have the codfish. Mm-hmm. Now, the seasoning that she has there is very basic. She has onions and she has garlic, mm-hmm. basically.
And it's all done in one pot?
It's all done in one pot. And it's healthy that way. Mm-hmm. You could add oil and butter to it, if mm-hmm. you wish.
Does your granny cook like this every day?
She cooks every single day because she doesn't like rice and any of the processed food. So she cooks ground provisions every day.
And take my word for it, it was delicious. Music has moved on over the years in St. Lucia to calypso, jazz, pop, and now rap. We drop by one of St. Lucia's most famous calypso singers, Ignatius Tissin, otherwise known as The Invader.
Pray and pray and pray and pray. If you want Satan to go away, pray. Oh Lord, we must pray and
The Invader has been around a long, long time, earning himself quite a reputation in St. Lucia and throughout the Caribbean and America. In recent years, Quayle has become important to him.
I started about 5 years ago getting interested in the Creole music. Since then, released at least 5 singles. I try to release a single every year during our Creole festival. That happens in October. And it's been working very well for me in that it gets me to the various districts during the Creole festival and what have you. I get to perform the Creole songs and what have you. I've also made it a point to combine English and Creole in most of my songs, and that has worked very well too. My biggest hit, a song called Walk and Wine, which I did in 1987 in New York. It was number one in New York, it was number one in London, it was number one in Toronto.
This is in Creole.
It was not totally in Creole, but the chorus, Saki Fet Fet, Me Pamele, Upegade, Me Patouche, saying whatever happens, you could look but don't touch, that kind of way, you know. And that was an international hit, in spite of the fact that it had the Creole in it. You know, it was well accepted by the various Caribbean audiences around the world.
Can you sing it?
Okay, it says, when I knew you, girl, you couldn't even talk. Is I hold your hand and teach you to walk now? But since you come down from New York, baby, you have all them young men going crazy. I remember you were so shy. If a man did call you, you would have cried now. Teasing never seemed like your style, but now New York have you wild. And the chorus says, when you walk and whine. Walk and whining, walk and whine. Girl, you walk and whining, shake the boom, see. Saki fet fet, me pa mele, upe gade, me pa touche. That was great. It mashed up the dance halls. It was actually a commentary on the Caribbean woman and her migration, and when she leaves the Caribbean and goes to the metropolitan countries, her whole mannerisms change, especially the way she walk. And that was, the song was built around that.
Medalise likes calypso. She likes pop. She likes jazz. She doesn't like rap.
Well, it's very blunt. It's very degrading. It's very suggestive. And I think if that's what our young people are going to be listening to every single moment of every single day, then it is going to disturb the morals that their parents set in their lives.
For instance, can you give me an example?
Well, I can think of one particular song that really caught my attention. Some of the lyrics are, "Good morning, students. Welcome to the maths class. Ready for the long division? You want pass?" One of the verses, "Minus the clothes plus erase the bras, divide the legs, then subtract the drawers." The lyrics continue to go in detail about having sex, essentially. No doubt, children are going to be captivated by such language. And when you have children singing such, I don't know where we are going from here, I'm afraid.
Would you ban it?
Well, I do not have the power to. I wouldn't play it as a radio announcer. I certainly would not play it.
At the Arthur Lewis Community College in Castries, I ask a group of students what they think about rap and whether they're losing their Creole culture.
I believe so to a certain extent, because most Lucians like to follow the American trend. So we have to find a way to bring back our history.
Do you speak Creole yourself?
Not that well, but I can understand it.
What about you?
Well, yeah, I speak a little bit, and I could mostly understand.
Do you wish you spoke it fluently?
Yes, I would like to.
So you think you're losing your culture?
Yes, I think we are losing it to some extent. The United States has a great influence on us, especially on the youths today, and we tend to follow their style.
And what about rap here? Some people say that rap is very pernicious. It's spreading violence and it's spreading sex.
Yes, I believe it is, because most times what persons hear in rap songs or rap videos or so forth, they tend to imitate.
Would you agree with that?
Well, honestly, no, because if you want to live a life like that, you will live a life like that. But it's not because of rap.
At the port in Castries, large numbers of large American tourists disembark from enormous cruise liners to take a stroll through the streets and hopefully boost the St. Lucian economy by spending lots of dollars. Medalise takes me on a tour of town.
Okay, we're in central Castries, walking along the pavements. It seems, you know, quite a casual kind of place.
Yes, it is very casual. Everybody's about their own business, not minding anybody else. Generally a cool place to walk around without being harassed, except by the regular bums.
Bums?
Yes, bums, who line the city streets, begging, asking, soliciting.
Ah, here's the police.
These are police recruits. We have quite a bit of them in St. Lucia, and normally, just walking the streets, within 5-minute intervals, you are sure to meet or at least see 10 of them. Walking in groups of 2s, 3s, they'd never walk alone.
Women?
Mostly women. There are lots of women.
And all these school kids going home.
Well, we hope. We can only hope that they are going home. They're probably just liming. We're in the jazz season.
They're just whatting?
Liming.
What does that mean?
They're just cooling out. They're just enjoying a walk, having fun with their friends, going around, chatting, having fun.
Liming.
Liming, yes.
It's a bit of a fight going on here.
He wants to fight.
He wants to fight. Why?
Yeah.
Oh, why? What's he on about? What's he shouting about?
Okay.
Two rocks in his hands.
Yes.
Looking very fierce.
Two rocks in his hands. And he says, Mweka chweu. That means, I'm going to kill you.
Oh.
And then he says, Mwe vin dress, mwe gason, ura vin di mwe sot la. That means, I came to get dressed. Apparently he has some kind of wound. So he came to get his wound covered or something. And apparently they found reason to throw him out of the health center. That's where he was going. So he's mad. So
he looked very mad.
Very mad. He wants to kill somebody.
It could be us. Okay, where are we now?
We're in the Derek Walcott Square, downtown Castries.
And there's some statues here, some busts of people. Who are these people? Famous people, presumably.
Definitely very famous, and they make St. Lucians very proud because we are one of the only islands in the Caribbean to have produced two Nobel laureates. One is Sir Derek Walcott.
What did he do?
He won the prize for literature. And the other bust is that of Sir Arthur Lewis. He got the Nobel Prize for Economics. So the college, the only tertiary level college we have in St. Lucia is named after him. And the square here is named after Sir Derek Walcott.
We have come to the Derek Walcott Square to meet Boo Hinkson, St. Lucia's much-loved jazz musician, who is performing live and free for a lunchtime audience. What were his musical influences?
Obviously, we have our African influences. And we were French and we were British. And we have our Indian influence. And you can find all of these influences in my music. So I can sometimes fuse a very local indigenous rhythm with jazz at the top, or I can do straight ahead, because my dad was in something called the West Indian Regiment that was formed during the Second World War, and because of this interaction he brought home all the Duke Ellington and the Count Basie and Ella Fitzgerald. So I grew up as a kid on this island listening to all the old jazz standards.
There is Creole tradition here.
Yeah.
Have you ever used that in your music?
Oh, a lot of it. I don't believe we should allow what is indigenous to us to die, and we must do everything possible to keep it alive. And when I perform it live, the kids, the little kids, are singing the songs.
Is the old culture dying here?
I wouldn't say that it's dying, but if we don't do something about it, it may very well in time to come kind of take a backseat. And I would hate to see that happen.
So how can it be preserved?
Well,
or made more vibrant again?
That is being done, because more musicians are now beginning to record more of our indigenous music. And they too are making it very contemporary.
Could you sing me a Creole traditional song?
I will. Aïe, 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 doudou, pape, oué, bamoué, pape, oué, bamoué, ou kai, kwaze, chemoué. Aïe, 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 doudou, pape, oué, kosa, pape, oué, kosa, ou kai, kwaze, chemoué. Même si moué marché, même si moué marché, même si moué duivé, même si moué allé, même si moué allé, moué ni pour vivre. Pas fait pièce qu'à chill, tout ça en est-il. That's a song about this man who was going to England to seek a better life. And he's saying to his partner, don't cry, because I'm going to seek a better life for us, and I will come back for you. It doesn't matter how I roam the world, I'll be back here for you. And Creole is a very sweet language. It's very romantic, very emotional.
Those who are striving to preserve St. Lucia's culture have an important ally. Dame Paulette Louisine, St. Lucia's Governor General. Why does she think it's so important to preserve the Creole language?
Because a language is a people's identity. You lose your identity, you lose your soul as it is. So we are a Creole people in the broader sense of the word. What we're doing now is what I notice a lot of other countries are doing, you know, going back to what's theirs and promoting their language, their culture. I think it's as globalization seems to be wanting to put us all in one melting pot. People are now realizing that, you know, we need to find out what's unique about ourselves and hold on to that and promote it while we do the accommodation with the international global community that we need to do.
If it's so important, you know, why don't you make it your official language and teach it in schools, compulsory?
Well, yes. I mean, that we've been trying to persuade the policymakers to do. The responses have always been the lack of resources, because once you make it an official language, then, you know, your whole system, administrative and everything, then has to be in that language as well.
But you could still make it, you know, a compulsory subject in schools.
Well, yes, that has been, you know, recognized. We have had a few pilot projects and found that students who have been instructed in Creole, that they do much better at school.
Medalise deeply regrets the threat to the Creole language. She also regrets the downside of tourism.
Well, this entire area, all the way into where this hotel is being constructed, was beachfront. I mean, you could have just enjoyed an entire day at the beach or an entire evening at the beach, but now it's fenced up. And I feel sorry for the younger generation, because now they grow up and that's all they know. They don't know what it's like to come to so many of the wonderful beaches we have in St. Lucia and just enjoy a day out. I mean, it's just alarming at how much of the beach is under development.
And here's some noisy youths.
Yeah, well, that's the only area they can park their vehicles.
They sound drunk.
Well, that's what's left to do. They can't go to the beach now.
They're just going to get in that car and drive it away. Shouldn't they be arrested?
No. I'm sure there's a sober one there. One of the messages that's preached in St. Lucia is to always have a responsible, you know, a designated driver. I'm sure they're smart enough to have a designated driver, don't you?
I've no idea.